When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Get down. Jarrett Payton.
I hear my name again, and I'm like, who's calling me? So I look back at the people working, and it's not them. It's this guy that's sitting down right by the door, and he goes, Jarrett, man, I love you on The Score, man. It's so awesome. I was like, I'm going to be on at 9 o'clock. Tune in.
The Son of Sweetness.
One man, one career, one team for 200.
Walter Payton, 13 seasons for these. Deanna.
Who are the Chicago Bears?
The Bears, yes.
Sports anchor for WGN, former running back great.
Payton again, already two touchdowns. There it is. There's the touchdown. The Jarrett Payton Show today.
Jarrett Payton with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Jarrett Payton joins us now on the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. And Jarrett, you are the perfect guest this morning, we've decided, because you had a chance to talk with Kevin Warren about a year ago. It was in February, I believe, and we were, you know, trying to talk about Ryan Poles and listening to what Kevin Warren had to say about it, and he said the guy's the general manager, he's going to be the general manager, but we were kind of going over what he said to you about Justin Fields, and he made it sound like Justin Fields was going to be the long-term Bears quarterback, and then we know about a month later they traded him. I'm just wondering if you remember that conversation, did it occur to you when they got rid of Fields that, oh, that's a little bit different. The team president sort of sounded like the guy might stick around. How does that kind of intersect with what he said about Ryan Poles, in your opinion?
Well, good morning, fellas. I do remember that conversation, sitting down with him and in that hotel kind of little lobby area. We had to find a little nook and cranny to kind of get the interview done. And yeah, Mully, I remember walking away just thinking about two things at that moment that were very pressing. One was Super Bowl's coming up. I'm in Vegas. I got to figure out what I'm going to put in my parlay. And then the second thing was just thinking about, wow, he really had some great things to say about Justin Fields, and where I felt confused about which direction are they going to go. I listened back to the interview not too long ago, just kind of going through it, and yeah, it just made me question, you know, what his thinking process was, but also that he has the right to change his mind. Mm-hmm. He's the guy in charge. And now stepping back and thinking about what I saw yesterday, and I posted this on X yesterday, just I came away the biggest takeaway from the interview was that Kevin Warren he's running the show. And to look at Ryan Poles look defeated sitting next to him, and listen, there's no shot at him at all. It just, you could see it on his face, body language, people that can read the room, read body language, all that stuff. I mean, it just was, he didn't seem like the same guy that I've seen sitting up on the podium taking, you know, questions and answering questions. And I've been really kind of vocal about that. I wanted to hear from him because throughout this process, especially through this losing streak, this is before Flus got fired. I wanted to hear from him. Yesterday, we didn't really get a chance to get the questions that I would like answered. And I know my colleagues were there trying their best to get the questions out there. But the press conference wasn't long enough for them to be able to get those questions out. So I think I walked away with a little bit more questions in my head, trying to figure out when we'll ever get those answers.
Since the end of the Lions game and everything that's happened since that point, Jarrett, I just wonder if, as somebody who obviously loves the franchise, is familiar with the way the Bears do business, what's happened since that point, how much has that maybe damaged your confidence or affected your belief that they can get this next phase right?
I don't know if you saw, Dave, but as soon as the game ended, I came upstairs and just put my phone on, and I don't normally react after games like that. I normally take a few days, but it was just too pressing for me not to. And so I don't know. I think on Twitter, I don't know if it's at 200,000 views. I know Instagram, it blew up, and my wife was looking at me and she was like, "What did you say on this video?" And I was like, "I was just saying how I felt about the situation. I'm passionate. I don't know if I'm just trying to figure out the structure and how they're going to go about this. I think more Bears fans, when I pose the question, do they have faith that they'll get this right? The majority of the people, what it was a yes or no answer, the thing said no. A lot of people are saying they don't believe that they'll get it right. They have to get it right now. And I think the power dynamics at the top are a little bit different. Just with Kevin Warren being inserted into the situation now and into the equation. I also look at how much of, you know, this decision he's going to have and how much Ryan, I would really like Ryan to have the final say and what it comes down to it, because that's what I was excited for when he was hired. Now that seems to be shifted a little bit. And I think some of the power has been taken maybe away from him. That's just how it seems. And I want him to have the final say, but this is his opportunity. There's been a lot of questions that I've had on, you know, I think we've all had on just different guys that they've brought into the organization, coaches that they brought into the organization, to players that he's made moves to get that didn't work out. Offensive line that hasn't been fixed yet since he's been here. So there's been questions that I've had, but I've always looked at him as a football guy. And so when it comes to what he came from in KC, I'm hoping with this, he can get this right. Am I a little bit concerned? I'm more concerned that he thought that bringing Eberflus back was the right choice. That gets me a little bit. I saw in my heart that this was the perfect time to make that cut and start to line this thing up in a right way from a president standpoint, a GM standpoint, and a new head coach. To me, it just seemed perfect. And you also have the new franchise quarterback that you brought in, your first overall pick. So I thought that would have been the perfect time to kind of marry this thing together. And bringing Eberflus back just really kind of threw it off. So to say all that, yeah, I probably am a little bit concerned that they can get it right. But that's what we're here for, to watch.
Well, I mean, let's be honest about it. We've talked quite a bit about the fact that Thomas Brown is now the head coach And the guy in 18 days went from being the passing game coordinator to the offense coordinator to the head coach. And somehow he interviewed with them, and they did not choose him to be the offensive coordinator. They chose Shane Waldron. Now they had the sense to bring him onto the staff. But if they hold him in such high esteem now, what was different about his interview? What didn't they see? You know, were they content to bring in an offensive coordinator who wasn't good in front of the room because he didn't bring any threat to the head coach? I'm being honest about that.
The more Thomas Brown succeeds, the more you wonder about the judgment of the man who didn't hire him.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. That's where you're going. That's where I was going to go with it, David, because if you think about this, and I keep going back and forth about how the organization has, and this is no shot. It's just how they've catered to Caleb Williams, and rightfully so. I'm a big Caleb believer, but a lot of moves, it seems like there's moves that has been made to kind of maybe, you know, cater his way, and then some that make no sense, kind of like not trying to really shore up an offensive line for a rookie quarterback that's coming into the league that you want to have success with. But I do think about that because the first time when I really heard when Cliff Kingsbury came up, I was like, man, this makes too much sense. Like, both these guys have a relationship together. I like the way that Cliff calls plays. I was like, maybe this is going to be perfect. Like, if they're going to cater to anything, they're going to cater to, you know, bring in the guy that Caleb has a good relationship with, and it didn't happen. And I think I was thinking that too. Were they thinking that if things did go south, that people were going to start calling for the offensive coordinator, if the offense is successful, to take over? Well, lo and behold, we're in that position right now. Cliff Kingsbury, but with a guy, Thomas Brown, who's getting an opportunity. And I hats off to Thomas Brown for what he's kind of had to go through over the last month and a half. Like, things have been crazy for him, but the way that he's handled himself in front of the media, the way that I think he's commanded respect from that Bears locker room, to the relationship that he's created with Caleb Williams in a short period of time, I give him a lot of credit, and I think it's going to be hard for him to do all this. I mean, he's getting everything in the kitchen sink thrown at him, and now he's got to manage a team. But his character and the way that he carries himself, I think, is going to give him an opportunity. So the final five games, I hope he does the best, whether it's to get the job here or to get a job somewhere else to set himself up. I think this is his opportunity, just like guys on the football field that are trying to put good film out there because you never know where the next job can come. This is his opportunity, but it's been a lot thrown at him, but I think he can actually handle it.
What was your opinion of what Jalen Johnson had to say post-game in the locker room, and maybe what role that played, and just overall, Jarrett, what this Bears team has become in terms of having so many loud players?
Yeah, I've been hearing you guys talk about that. This is I go back. I was so young when I think about the 85 Bears, but after winning the Super Bowl, I just remember having conversations with my dad about, you know, when I got older in high school, I was like, Dad, like, you guys were all having like all these deals. And the reason why it struck me, because we had these Honda, the scooters, like we had like seven of them in our garage. And I'm like, Dad, where did you get all these? And he was talking about the deals that he was getting right after the Super Bowl and how everybody was getting deals. And everybody was had radio shows and offensive linemen had TV shows. I was like, holy cow. That's after they had success.
Right,
we're seeing that now without having that success on the football field. And so as a fan and a person that covers this team, I really enjoy hearing guys get out there and saying how they feel and getting the realness. And I think that's when we really started to see this season, and with guys being on these airwaves, that we started to hear that, you know, there were some issues going on in that locker room, and there was some division. And it makes it even clearer when you're hearing people speak every single week. And so listening to Coach Wanstead talk about keep the main thing the main thing. I think from here on out, those guys have their requirements to speak. I get that. They're getting paid. I get that. But I'm hoping that they can rein it in a little bit and focus on the task at hand of the next five games. And I also think about not only with Thomas Brown trying to figure out his life, but there's coaches in that organization right now too. They're thinking about their future. So there's a lot going on where I don't know how they go about. Matt Eberflus lost his job, 6-game losing skid, right? Multiple coaching mistakes throughout this streak that we could all talk about, that we have been talking about. But this weekend is a great opportunity to end that streak. And if they don't, we actually could see this thing pile out to an 11-game losing streak. It could go that way as well by the end of the season. I have a hard time believing that when I think about it, yes, Ryan Poles is not coaching. He bought the groceries for Matt Eberflus to be able to have a better squad. And you look at the roster, it is better than it was. But he's going to absorb some of that blame as well. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays itself out, going back to what we talked about first. And that was Kevin Warren kind of giving his vote of confidence to Ryan Poles to maybe at the end of all this, if it goes bad, to be able to, I don't know, maybe change his mind and go another direction.
You know, we talked a little bit about the difficulty of the division, and there's a couple of statistics out there that underscore it. Mike Sando from The Athletic wrote that that not since the AFL merger in 1970 has a division dominated by this many points per game. The Lions, the Packers, the Vikings, and the Bears have been within points of all of them, but the points per game are overwhelming, and it's really a difficult division. Not only that, but the NFL sent out a Pro Bowl update. There are no Bears in the top 10 voting at any position. 19 Lions, 14 Packers, 12 Vikings.
Oh, my gosh.
It is just like the division is a monster and will be good for years to come, and is something that, you know, when you come in here, you're in last place and you're trying to take the North, if I may steal it.
You're trying to take the North, Molly, but there's also some other factors here. And I really think that this is a – when they talked about a sought after job, the most that, like,
yeah,
the best job in the I'm all for that. I believe all that, because we're talking about one of the founding franchises of the NFL, and there's so much here that people want to bring back. And I think that hence the reason why Caleb really kind of put it on his shoulders, because he wanted to wear that Superman cape and get this organization back to, you know, where it is. I do believe, though, in a little bit of some of the stuff that Calvert was talking about early on, when some of that stuff was coming out that, you know, maybe his camp didn't want to come to Chicago or, you know, be drafted by Chicago. I believe some of that was true just by some of the conversations that I've had. So when I think about this, not only do they have that to tackle with, but they also have the mystique now of what the organization has been. There hasn't been a lot of winning here in this city when it comes to the Bears. So that next head coach, whoever it is, has to not only navigate the division, but they also have to navigate things that they're probably hearing from their circles and other circles about the organization. And so getting things back right, it's not going to be easy. So you're going to not only have to sell how tough it's going to be, but you're also going to have to sell, you're going to have to sell yourself to whoever's going to be the next head coach. And someone's got to be a strong-minded man to be able to come in here, to be able to figure it out, but also fit into the power dynamic that we're starting to see shape out. And can they make that work? I don't know who the right guy is for that job, but I know there's guys that want that job. My phone's been ringing about people that are interested in that job. So we'll just have to wait and see how this all shakes out. But I don't think they need a firm. No more firms to figure this thing out. Like,
what about Peyton and Sons?
If anybody needs my help, they know where to find me. It's easy to find me. But I'll say this, and I told you guys this before. If there are some people within your organization that have played for this organization that you trust, that have helped you win championships that you trust, that are still in tune with the NFL to this day, pick up the phone and call them and have them come in and have some type of small advisory group. A guy like Olin Krutz,
sure.
A guy like Mike Singletary, guys that are still tapped into the league. If that's what you want to do, bring guys that have helped this organization get back to, if they want to get back, bring them in and maybe advise with them a little bit of what they see, the guys that are tapped in. I believe because going through the searches with these firms, that hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. So we have to start changing things up to change the dynamics of this organization moving forward. We can't keep doing the exact same thing. And right now we're teetering on that. We're teetering right there. Like we're in the middle of keep doing what we've done or going the direction that everybody was hoping we were going to go this season. And that trajectory is higher. We wanted to go higher. We're not there yet, but we got to make the right decisions moving forward.
Jared, great stuff. Really appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Jared.
No problem, guys. Take care.
That is Jared Payton. Very interesting. Good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot there, and he's got a good sense of it. He's as disappointed as everybody who's a Bears fan, and there's a lot of ground to cover. I like the fact that, it's interesting he's getting calls from people. I think a lot of interest in this job. People want to know what they have to do to get involved, maybe in the mix.
If you could listen in on one call, what would it be?
In terms of
George calling Olin to offer him a spot on the committee.
Click.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I mentioned two possibilities, Kyle Shanahan and John Harbaugh, as guys that maybe the Bears would want to explore, because it feels like both guys are in a spot where maybe they would benefit from a fresh start. Now, for the Ravens, it depends on how the rest of this season goes. But Harbaugh, at times, kind of his name bubbles up as maybe it's time. He's been there a long time. And Shanahan, I said this after they lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs this past year. I feel like he is on the Andy Reid path where he's never going to reach his full potential unless he goes to a new team.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That was our conversation earlier in the program with Mike Florio, and Mike's talking about giving up draft picks and trying to make a trade for a coach. You think about who are the best coaches in the NFL that might be ready for a different challenge, a change.
Change of scenery candidates.
Change of scenery candidates.
Those are two good ones.
And those are two excellent
coaches. Have both had success.
Yes.
They've won conference championships at their respective teams. John Harbaugh won a Super Bowl.
He did, over his
a decade ago.
Yeah.
But it's been a decade. And I think he's had other opportunities in the Lamar Jackson era. You do wonder, depending on how this season ends for the Baltimore Ravens, who are still, I think, in their minds, Super Bowl contenders, in their minds. Still going to be difficult with the Chiefs in their way. The Bills are playing at a very high level. I like the Ravens. I always like the Ravens. But I think that it's a fair...
Do you like them in the playoffs?
I have hesitation because of...
The history.
The history. And I do wonder that if after another bitter defeat in the postseason, if it comes to that, what does the future hold for John Harbaugh? That's why the Bears, I don't know how fast you act. It's going to be a conundrum if you think that is even a possibility. Because do you wait until someone like that is eliminated if you get an inkling that that might be possible? And if you wait, do you risk losing one of the candidates who might be making the rounds, the Mike Vrabel, who is available to start? He's a Browns consultant.
Yes.
Special assistant, I believe. But he's been around the building and been around the team enough to have made an impression with people with whom he works. So there's that to consider. Kyle Shanahan, his season will be over sooner, likely, in all likelihood. They're going to have a hard time making the postseason now.
And they've got problems down the road. You know, we've talked about they've got they got a quarterback not making any money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's heading to a payday.
Right.
He's now a married man. I'm sure he wants to get his money. I'm being honest. I think he believes he's a frontline starter in the NFL.
He's getting married?
He's already gotten married.
He
got married over the summer, I think.
She a pretty woman?
A pretty woman?
Yes.
She is now.
That's right.
Wow, that's a long way to go for a short cup of coffee.
It wasn't that long. It wasn't that long.
Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
You look mighty Purdy.
All right, but your point's well taken. They're about to enter salary cap. I don't want to say hell, but maybe purgatory. Well,
I mean, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan is a master at getting the most out of a lot of different players. One of the skills he has is that he will always take anybody if he thinks they can play. So it doesn't matter where you were drafted or what the investment was or whatever it might be. He will take a Purdy over a Trey Lance anytime he has that decision to make. He will go with the guy he believes to be the better player.
Mm-hmm.
And he always has done that. And he's had success without really having a quarterback, right?
In San Francisco.
Jimmy Garoppolo was not an unbeatable quarterback.
That's true.
He's okay.
That's true.
But we never saw the best of him.
But he also knows what it's like to coach an elite quarterback,
yes,
Matt Ryan,
yes,
in Atlanta when he was the offensive coordinator.
Right. But
most recently, as a head coach, his quarterbacks have not been, let's just say, of Caleb Williams' stature.
And that allows you to invest in other positions,
yeah,
that you still would be allowed to do when a quarterback is on his rookie deal.
Okay, fair enough.
So I'm just saying.
The possibility there. But let's look at Harbaugh, Shanahan. I don't know that McVay is likely because that seems just fantasy football.
Yes.
He's going to stay in L.A. forever. Here's what the Broncos gave up for Sean Payton, to bring it back to last night.
Yep.
The Broncos are one of the biggest surprises in the NFL. They've got a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix. Sean Payton's done a terrific job there because he's one of those guys that you would trade for, and the Broncos did. They gave the Saints a 2023, this is in February of 2023.
Right.
They gave the Saints a 2023 first, which was the 30th overall, and a 2024 second. So a first and a second,
yep,
for the coach that is going to give them hope and belief that they can win a Super Bowl. with him. I don't know if that's realistic, but they certainly are on the right track. They're better than they were before he arrived considerably.
Okay.
Credibility has been restored at Denver after Nathaniel Hackett ruined it.
Totally agree. Don't start bad-mouthing Aaron Rodgers guy. but I do think that last year they got into some salary cap hell with the Russell Wilson situation.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
I don't know where they're at. I mean, it's great that they're, it's only a second rounder they'll lose over this. And as I mentioned to you, Bo Nix, the five-character quarterback, that is the shortest quarterback name in NFL history. I don't know why and that not, would be relevant.
And they're no longer calling him Bo Pix.
But she's a pretty woman. So I'll come right
now
back.
Now, that's here. A long way to go for a short drink of water. So Sean Payton would be worth a first and a second. Some coaches are. Mike Tomlin, he's not going to leave in Pittsburgh. But guys like that are worth the draft capital that people on the text line are saying we're crazy for considering.
Oh, I would consider it. There's not – Listen, you know, Bill Belichick,
in 2000,
you gave up a first-round draft pick in compensation, and it seems like, why would you do that?
Yep.
Well, you won, what, five Super Bowls, six Super – I don't even remember how many. But you had a dynasty. Go watch the series.
Go watch the series.
It's on something.
You have that as a possibility, a remote possibility, because we don't even know
if the Bears would consider it. I would definitely, if I'm George and I'm like riding my scooter through the streets,
George is not getting this done. Okay,
and I heard this.
No, George is not. George is not getting this done
because he's listening. I would get on the horn.
George is not getting this done. First of all, George is not the person to whom the point person, the general manager, reports to. That would be Kevin Warren, the ringmaster.
I'm not sure he's listening.
I'm sure he's not.
He may have hung up earlier when you.
He might be watching
when you and Biggs came up with the filibuster.
I am not being blamed for that. It's so long ago.
Might have been me.
All right, Kevin Warren. This is a creative possibility. You have to explore all possibilities when you're looking for a head coach that has the type of head coach that has eluded you for too long, so long. You really have had. Let's face it, since Lovie Smith was fired for winning 10 games, the audacity of a 10-6 season, you had to fire him because of that. 2012, we all remember that. You have really had one season of Matt Nagy, right?
Double doink.
You've had the 2018.
The double doink.
You've only had that to
look at. They got rid of that kicker as fast as humanly possible.
They did.
When he went on the Today Show to talk about his issues. Was it the Today Show?
It was the Today Show.
Okay.
Yeah. Savannah Guthrie.
Was it really Savannah?
I don't know. She asked some good questions. Was it Savannah Guthrie? I met her
when I toured the studio. Lovely woman.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
She's a very good interviewer.
Listen, she was a really nice person.
Wow.
She was there as we were touring around, and she said hello to us, and it was a thrill for some members of my family.
It might have been a thrill for her, too. She may be telling some football fans in her family that she met Mike Mulligan.
I'm almost positive that's not the case, David.
Mully.
But at the time,
I met Mully.
Matt Lauer was there.
No.
Oh, yeah. That was a while ago.
No.
Had a chance to say hey to Matt.
Did he emerge from the locked door?
No, he didn't. I went in there, and he didn't do anything. I was a little hurt. No. And then and Al was there. Had a little, hey, how you doing with Al?
You had a Today Show experience.
I did. It was really wonderful.
I used to love the Today Show.
Yeah, my wife and my daughters, they would watch it before going to school. They loved it. And there was this little dog, like they had a pet that they had adopted or whatever. My daughter Mary was little at the time. She went in, she just dropped to her knees, and the dog ran over, and she's hugging this dog. It was like a beautiful
moment. That is a moment.
And I was like, God, don't get any of those hairs on you. Sneezing all night.
You and your dog problems.
I don't have dog
You have dog problems. Problems.
It was a
you
joke.
Do. Oh my gosh, you
See,
do.
You're so Mr. Dog, and I'm not.
I love dogs.
And you resent me for it.
I don't resent you for that.
My father was attacked by a dog when I was a little kid, okay? I got issues.
I was bitten by a dog when I had a paper route when I was a kid, and that made me scared of dogs for years. And then I came around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never came.
Everybody has those dog experiences growing up, right?
I used to hate on the paper route when the dogs would be barking at you.
What is a paper route you speak of?
I had a paper route. Yeah, what is it now? I don't know. We had like a buggy, you know, like an actual like baby buggy, but yeah. There was like a thing in it, uh-huh. And it would hop around. The thing moved, man, and just loaded up with papers and sprint out, and we delivered the Sun Times and the Tribune every morning.
I had a bike with a basket. A bike with a basket, and the papers went in the basket. And then, you know, she
puts the lotion in the basket. Speaking of dogs.
How'd we get on this?
Because I don't know.
We're talking about trading for coaches.
I don't know.
Which remains
a
crazy idea. But it's one that, when we're talking about possibilities, more likely the Bears are going to go the conventional route. They likely won't get started until the end of, you know, the regular season. And there would be a situation where you look at the possibilities, the short list, if you will. We're going to do a lot of debating between the Mike Vrabel style or Mike Vrabel himself and Ben Johnson. You know, mm-hmm. You got Ben Johnson and Joe Brady on one side. You got Mike Vrabel and Cliff Kingsbury on the other. Experience versus offensive wizardry.
I think you need offensive wizardry. You know me, mm-hmm. And I love Vrabel.
I love Vrabel too. I think
I think that I would not complain about that, but I do like the idea of getting the offensive thing solved with the quarterback.
One more point:
whatever's best for Caleb moving forward.
That's fair enough. I think that's an ongoing conversation.
Yep.
One thing to keep an eye on as well, and I don't know if this is going back to Dustin's speculation. We are speculating here.
Oh, here he goes.
Ohio State may or may not keep Ryan Day as their head coach.
But you're firing Ryan Day before he even gets a chance to beat Notre Dame on the road.
We'll
find out about that tonight, guys.
You really think that Ohio State would beat Notre Dame in South Bend if that comes to that?
Well, I don't think Ohio State is going to be intimidated by the cold.
I don't think so either. That'd be a great game. We digress.
I don't think it'd be that great.
If Ryan Day gets fired, speculation will surround Mike Vrabel as one of his potential successors. He'll be on that short list.
I mean, come on. Does that guy want to recruit? You want to spend the rest of your life begging college kids to take your $10 million and come to your – I don't know. Man.
You think that a college job because of that is no longer as appealing as an NFL job?
I think the NIL and the
– I'm not disagreeing with that.
I think it's driven coaches out of the profession. Mm-hmm. And the idea of getting into that profession in the midst of it is awful intimidating as far as I'm concerned.
I do think that's true.
Especially,
I also think the allure,
especially in the Big Ten, where you have to be, I don't know.
But
man,
the allure of your alma mater, Mully. He was an All-American at Ohio State.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah, I know you're aware, Mr. Buckeye. I think that when you consider that, that may be enough to make him think that he can be the CEO type, and I don't know, but that could affect the Bears' coaching search potentially. If Ryan Day is the ex-coach at Ohio State, the way a lot of Ohio State fans felt about 5:30 on Saturday afternoon,
they're going to have to win on the road, and they're going to have to win a couple of games, and it'll be interesting to see. I feel like this college playoff is wide open. I really do.
Tonight's a big night.
Tonight's a big night.
Penultimate one.
Penultimate one. This is it.
We use that word a lot.
Until Selection Sunday.
Did Dustin just shake his head? We do use penultimate a lot this year.
I thought you guys would be so proud.
You did.
I used that on the rundown. Got no response.
I loved it. You used it in your update.
Got to have it printed. Got to have it in front of you, but got no response.
You used it on the update.
Dustin,
multiple times.
I don't think that penultimate is like a special word.
It is, Mully.
I don't.
It is.
I think it's kind of commonplace.
We use it a lot.
You need to know what
it
means.
I'm just saying. We use it a lot. We talk about
next to last.
But why not just say next to last?
I did.
Because you are not Mr. Word Economy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That is
totally. You shouldn't be that in talk radio, by the way.
It shouldn't be Word Economy.
Right.
Mind the gap.
No, should you avoid speculation.
Well, it depends.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Now we're having an argument.
I guess if we're on BBM, we could, you know, if you're on BBM, no speculation, just the facts. God forbid.
Let's go to commercial.
But, Molly and Hua, Dustin, do you want to badmouth David or something? Because I don't want your badmouthing me. But if you could, if
you come at me,
David,
I'll be willing to stall.
I just want to know.
Want to go after David.
Three options.
Yeah.
George McCaskey, mm-hmm. Ryan Poles, mm-hmm. El Presidente. Mm-hmm. Who didn't want to fire Eberflus right after the game?
Who's El Presidente?
Who didn't want to?
Right. Why did it go till Friday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
My sense would be Ryan Poles.
Well, that's something we should talk about tomorrow.
Why would Dave Portnoy want to fire anybody?
Isn't he supposed to be coming in?
Who?
To produce a radio show for Dan
I hope
Bernstein?
He comes in. I want to congratulate him for going to Vito and Nick's on his pizza tasting.
And buying,
tour.
Isn't he?
And also
he
getting
also
that quarterback to flip
quarterback?
From LSU to
didn't
Michigan.
He, yeah, that's right, pretty
Bryce awesome. Underwood?
Michigan quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$3 million of his own dollars.
Don't you feel bad for Brian Kelly?
Oh, no.
Things no one's ever said.
Yeah, exactly. Thank
and
you.
Not on this program. Yeah, the raging Cajun himself. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.